What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
So Scott Petrak was just with us from the Chronicle-Telegram. That's, by the way, Dan Menigan in for Andy today. I'm Jeff Phelps. Kayla's flying the ship. Anthony's taking your phone calls, 216-474-0092. I'm going to want your reaction to what we're going to talk about next. Scott Petrak was just with us. I texted Scott, as I often do when we get done talking to him, and said, thanks for being with us. Dan does it all the time because Dan's, you know, a great guy. And I said, I told Scott who I'm getting ready to throw out in the let's get us a quarterback shtick that we're going to drive into the ground over the next couple of months. And he said this, glad you mentioned him. He has to be on that list of options.
Baskin and Phelps present.
All right, so tell me again how this is not the same old Browns.
Let's find us a quarterback.
Yep, that's what we're going to do. And we've looked at a lot of guys, and these are just, we're not saying this is the guy. What we're saying is these are guys who are out there who could serve the purpose depending on which way you want to go. And we've looked at guys you could take with the number two pick. We've talked about Cam Ward. We'll talk about Sanders coming up. We'll talk about Jalen Milroe from Alabama, Tommy Reese's guy. We've talked about Sam Darnold. We've talked about Daniel Jones. There's another guy who's still playing football because his Kansas City Chiefs are in the AFC Championship game.
Wait, Patrick Mahomes is a free agent?
And that guy is Carson Wentz. Now, see, that doesn't deserve that kind of a response. Carson Wentz is a fine young man. He just turned 32 years old. He's 6'5", he's 237 pounds, and he's now backing up Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City.
Hey, you know, an odd number.
The Chiefs put their trust in Carson Wentz to come in and back up Patrick Mahomes. Now, just a little background on this guy. And again, we're not condoning anybody in pushing. What we're doing is giving you ideas of who might be out there. Okay? Daniel Jones is out there. We might talk about Russell Wilson coming up. We've already talked about Sam Darnold and Daniel Jones.
This segment really should be sponsored by an antacid.
Carson Wentz was the second pick of the 2016 draft. Jared Goff was first. And if you remember, the Browns had the second pick in that draft. And Hugh Jackson met with Jared Goff, remember, and his parents, and said he's coming to Cleveland and blah, 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 blah. The Browns traded out of that pick. And they traded the pick to the Eagles, who took Carson Wentz. And the picks that the Browns received eventually ended up becoming Jack Conklin and Deshaun Watson. But not by the Browns, because they traded those picks. They just kept trading picks and trading picks and trading picks, and they ended up with a whole lot of nothing out of trading that second pick. I think Corey Coleman was the guy that the Browns ended up getting in that same draft. And Carson Wentz went to Philadelphia. Well, he won a Super Bowl in 2017 with Philadelphia. This guy's had kind of a tortured career, I'm going to say. The Eagles were 11-2 in 2017. With Carson Wentz as the starter. They were 11-2. And then he tore his ACL. He was out. Nick Foles took over, won the Super Bowl. Carson Wentz gets very little credit. He was 11-2. My guess is Carson Wentz might have been the Super Bowl winning quarterback had he played, because the Eagles were pretty good and Foles did a great job, and I think Carson Wentz did a really good job too. Just for giggles, the defensive coordinator of that Eagle team, Jim Schwartz, now defensive coordinator of the Browns.
Also so, Frank Reich, the OC for that team.
So if by chance the Browns have any interest, they have a guy that worked with Carson Wentz to some extent, you know, on the same team that won a Super Bowl, Jim Schwartz. So they come back in 2018. Foles starts the first two games because Carson Wentz isn't quite ready yet. And then Wentz became the starter for 11 games, was okay, and then went out and missed the rest of the season with a stress fracture in his back.
That hurts.
It did. Well, apparently it did.
Hurt.
Apparently it did. And then it just didn't work out for him there. Okay, so that he's out. Foles took over. It didn't work. He was in Philadelphia for 5 full years. But now over the last 5 years, he's been on 5 different teams. His last year that Carson Wentz was a full-time starter was in 2021 with the Colts with Frank Reich. And he was pretty good. He completed 62% of his passes, over 3,500 yards, 27 touchdowns, only 7 interceptions, and he had a record of 9-8. Pretty good, right?
Passable, yes.
27-7? You don't think we'd take that here?
I mean, sure. If you're going to... My Carson Wentz problem is, and I didn't want to spoil it, so I want to make sure you get everything done. Do you have everything done? Have you set this up?
No, I'm not done yet.
Okay. Well, then you finish, and then I'll squash all your hopes and dreams.
Wow. Now, remember, I'm not saying that this is the guy, right? You understand that, correct? You get that, right, Dan?
No, the squashing will come.
Colts then traded him to the Washington Commanders. And he went to the Commanders, and it didn't go very well. And why didn't it go very well? Well, maybe again, because the guy's beat up. Maybe? I don't know. So he went to the Commanders. He broke a finger in October when the team was 2-4 with him at quarterback. Taylor Heinicke took over. They went 4-1. He came back. He lost to the Browns, and that was pretty much the end of it. And from that point on, he didn't sign last year with a team. And okay, you ready for conspiracy theory?
Please, please.
He didn't sign with a team last year. He was sitting out. He was on the couch.
Maybe a recliner. We're not 100%
sure. Last year, until November 7th when he signed with the Rams. Coincidentally, 13 days later, the Browns signed Joe Flacco. I wonder, had the timing been a little different, had the Browns' need come up before the Rams' need, would the Browns have signed Carson Wentz instead of Joe Flacco? I don't know the answer to that. Might have been, but Wentz wasn't available. All right, cut with the and give me something.
All right, can I smash now?
No.
Okay.
And then after last year with the Rams, he signs with the Chiefs. And he's the backup to a team with Super Bowl aspirations, obviously. And they thought he was the kind of guy who could step in and do his thing. Here's what I think about Carson Wentz. If you don't like anybody at number two in this draft at quarterback, or you don't slide down and, you know, drop down 10 spots and still get Milroe and think he's your guy, I think Carson Wentz is the type of veteran who could come in here and start while you... while you got a young guy ready, whoever that young guy might be, or perhaps a young enough guy at the age of 32 who finds it again and could be your starter for 3 to 5 years. Could be.
Okay, Danny Smash. All right, here's the Carson Wentz problem. One, unless you have Frank Reich with him, it seems like he can't operate. Like, he seems like the kind of quarterback who can only work in one system and one system only, and the minute you get him away from that, he, like, loses it. It's one of the most bizarre things
ever. The Kansas City Chiefs didn't think so.
It Well, he's their backup.
I get that.
You can't pay everyone.
I'm not telling you that the guy's going to be, you know, the second coming of Otto Graham if he were to come to Cleveland. I'm just telling you, the Chiefs have a lot on the line, and they signed the guy to be their backup.
They also had, the Michigan quarterback, whose name is totally escaping me right now.
Chad Henne.
Thank you. They also had him at one point.
Like, and guess what? He played pretty dang well for them.
He got the job done.
He played pretty dang well for them when he had to.
Mission was accomplished. It was a by hook or by crook mission accomplished, but it was accomplished.
What's Carson Wentz do for you? By the way, 216-474-0092. Your name's not Menigan, so I'd like to hear from you.
The other side of it is the fact that he is oft injured to begin with. He has been previously short-circuited in other places when he gets pressure and starts to freak out and does silly things with the ball that he should not be doing. Unless you can program that out of him, you're going to find yourself in a position where you're going to go 8-9, or you're going to go...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
8-9, yeah. Or you're going to go 7-10, or you're going to go 6-11. You're going to do something like that with Carson Wentz. I can't see Carson Wentz being the answer of somebody who can take you to the playoffs and make you look decent in the way. Now, if you wanted somebody who is going to be in there,
career record as a starter 500
to buy
47-46-1.
To buy you 1 year so that you can hop back into next year's draft and maybe get into a bigger quarterback pool with more talent in it? Okay, talk me into it. Sure, well, that makes sense. But if you think he's the answer to your woes, I think you need to look elsewhere.
You know I didn't say that, right?
No, you did not.
Okay.
I am not saying you as in you. It's the royal
you. This whole bit we're doing is just to bring attention to guys who are possibilities and should be considered. And maybe more than should be. Might have to be considered.
Right.
If, let's just say, okay, let's say the Browns really like somebody in the draft, but that guy goes number one to Tennessee, and then you don't like anybody in the draft. Well, if you don't take a quarterback at 2, I would doubt very seriously if anybody you draft later is going to come in and be your starting quarterback next year. You know, you want to draft Will Howard? good luck. Maybe Will Howard becomes your Brock Purdy. Maybe he becomes your Russell Wilson. Somebody you ended up getting later who steps in and does something for you.
Or even O'Rourke from Indiana, if you prefer him.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. From Ohio, the Ohio Bobcats.
A Canadian.
And then went to Indiana. Maybe that's the case, except he's got a torn ACL.
That's true.
So he wouldn't be playing next year anyway. I'm just saying, there are a bunch of veterans out there who are going to be free agents who have done it before. I mean, the guy was 11-2 on a team that won the Super Bowl. So going back to what we talked about, where if you build the team around a guy, now you might not be able to do that. Can he step in and run the team? Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
He's got a big arm. I'll give him that.
He does. He has a big body. He can run.
His decision-making is questionable.
Can be. His interception percentage over his course of his career is 2.
Questionable.
Which is not great. Led the league in interceptions in 2020 with 15. But again, that year when he went 11-2, 33 touchdowns, 7 interceptions.
If I could get
the next year, 21-7. The year after that, 27-7.
If I could get Frank Reich with it, I would debate it, but I can't.
Okay.
I'm not going to have him. It's like having one wonder twin without the other. It's like this just doesn't work. Now you're just here to take up space.
So in watching his team play the other day, there was Taylor Swift sitting up in her little booth. And I saw Ed Kelce in there. But sitting on Taylor Swift's left was Caitlin Clark.
What?
Caitlin Clark.
Get out of Dodge.
There's a story behind it. What I want to write, the story for next week. Who should sit with Taylor Swift at the AFC Championship game? Boy, do I have some doozies for you, and they're coming up next.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most.
Whether it's reactions,
matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.